Perhaps the message of this feast, the Feast of the Transfiguration, could be, for a change, stop, look, and listen. Change is possible, especially with God's grace. Don't just do something trapped in the routine of every day. Stop. Elijah, stop running in fear and hiding. Come out and listen carefully to my voice, says the Lord, which is sometimes like thunder and sometimes like fine silence. Martha, Martha, stop rushing about like a chicken with your head cut off, chased by anxiety and resentment. Stop and look at the example of your sister Mary, and then listen. Older brother of the prodigal son. Scripture does not tell us his name, so let's just call him for the sake of the story, Rudy Marcosi. Rudy, listen. Stop and look what you have. Listen to the consoling and inviting voice of your Father, who is well pleased with you. For a change, stop, look, and listen. The disciples stopped for a rest on the way to Jerusalem with Jesus. And part of the rest involved climbing a high mountain, but when they got up there, they had a chance to rest and be with Jesus. And they looked, and what they saw was he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothing became white as light. That's what they saw, and what they saw changed them forever. And they listened, and they heard a voice from on high, which echoed what Elijah heard on that mountain, what Martha and Mary heard at the feet of Jesus, what the Blessed Virgin Mary heard at the Annunciation, and what we sometimes hear. God cares enough to speak to us. Stop. Listen. The voice said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And when we hear those words, we realize we're included in that belovedness. Jesus is always saying, the Father is always saying, "I am well pleased in you. Even with all your faults, I love you still." And when the disciples heard the voice, they fell down in fear. And Jesus, who would rise from the dead, tells them, "Rise. Do not be afraid. Throw off fear, because you need to be free to follow me the rest of the way to glory." Jesus was like that prophetic message shining in the darkness. And we've all known darkness. And we see Jesus shining in our darkness, whatever form it takes, until the morning star arises in our hearts. Behold the light of Christ. Let it become interior to you. Be filled with joy and hope and peace. We hear Jesus calling in our night. And the word becomes something we see, the lamp for our feet, the light for our path. These days, the Statue of Liberty has gotten quite a bit of attention. And the Emma Lazarus words, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside a golden door." The torch, which for many people is the answer to a prayer. It's not just for those who are already highly educated and skilled, who already have. It's for the tempest-tossed, the homeless. It's not a torch to be keeping people away. Because our vision goes beyond national bounds. The Lord is King over all the earth. We sang it together. God's reign is all-inclusive. And as we work out the trouble of immigration, we have to keep that in mind. The reign of God recognizes that we're all His beloved. National boundaries, as important as they are now, will someday dissolve away. And today, it's upsetting, I know, Rose, to talk about those things. You know, I'm convinced that sometimes when I'm preaching, parents pinch their kids so that I'll stop. Okay, so I'm going to stop pretty soon. She'll receive from this torch, this light of Christ, her own light. And her parents, Anna and Grant, and her godmother, Carrie, will help her keep that light alive. And of course, she'll have to have a bottle every once in a while. Who doesn't? You know? So what we behold today is one little one becoming Christified, becoming deified. That's our glory. That's our destiny. What we see on the holy mountain is our destiny, our glorious destiny that was played out on that mountain, but on a little hill, too, called Calvary. That's where the real glory was, because that's how deeply God has loved us, to go to those lengths so that we could share eternal life, risen life. The Lord touches her and us and says, rise. Do not be afraid. Listen to me. Follow me.